Open Sourcing the Vote. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Activists working to develop an alternative American voting system have turned loose their first batch of software code for public review. The Open Source Digital Voting Foundation is spearheading a project to build new voting machines to replace proprietary systems currently in place. The group is in the second year of an 8-year plan to produce a publicly owned open source election system. Co-executive director Gregory Miller says the current system has produced unreliable and insecure voting machines.
There's only a couple of vendors left who are selling voting machines, and those two vendors control 88% of the market across the nation for voting equipment. And we just felt several years ago it was a time to recognize that this technology is just too darn important to the stability of our democracy to privatize it.
If the private sector has failed when it comes to voting technology, as you assert, why did that happen?
Unique market that has a really, really bad business model. The problem you have is there's only so many machines you can sell in the country, and if you sold a machine into every precinct across the nation, you'd sell 3 million of them, and then the game is over. The way you make your money in that business is to sell hardware and then engage the customer in long-term contracts that have typically draconian terms, very difficult to get out of, and then you just do the minimal amount necessary to keep those machines running. There's no incentive to innovate. Then you have the problem that getting into that market requires a large amount of money to get these systems federally certified. Of course, the vendors who were in there at the time the Help America Vote Act was passed in 2002 were grandfathered in, and so they're already in that cycle. New entrants have a huge barrier to get over to bring any innovation to the market. The entrenched incumbents, the legacy players, they don't have any incentive to innovate, and the cost of R&D, which is the heavy lifting in this equation, just doesn't pencil out for the return on investment that these vendors get.
And then the security of these voting machines probably suffers if there's a lack of sufficient research and development that go into them.
That's right. It's not just security. It's the ability to audit these things, the ability to have transparency and accuracy. Remember, these machines are protected by proprietary trade secrets and other intellectual property protection mechanisms. And so the bottom line is the phrase, trust us. These machines just work. But we have found time after time after time in the last 4 or 5 major election cycles since 2000 that that's not true, that these machines do make mistakes, and the ability for companies to, the ability for anyone to examine those computers is met by the threat of violating trade secrets. We've seen universities, professors, other independent groups threatened by the manufacturers if they effectively reverse engineer that.
Open source technology development is not a perfect solution either. It can be sort of plodding and over-political and suffers from a lack of central control sometimes. What makes you think your model is better?
Our model is not encumbered by a commercial mandate. So we do not have a product to package and roll out and sell in which there's margins to be made, profit to be insured, and trade secrets to protect. Ours is an open digital public works project, collaborative in nature and designed to build public infrastructure.
Gregory Miller with the Open Source Digital Voting Foundation. The group has backing from the League of Women Voters and Rock the Vote, as well as academics, technologists, and voting officials in 8 states. Miller says IBM, Sun, and Oracle have expressed interest in helping to open source the vote. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.